I have a special evening planned for you.
You do? Ooh, I like your new chandelier.
Yeah, thanks. The technicians at Crosby Electric installed it for me. They had a lot of good suggestions, like these new outlets in the kitchen, so I can plug in my wine chiller and my new self-basting rotisserie oven. Do you like squab?
Mmm, do I?
And here's my new Crosby installed ceiling fan.
Beautiful.
And now, for the big moment, sit here on the sofa.
Okay.
I'll dim my new recessed lighting, specially installed by Crosby Electric.
Oh, my.
Click on my new electric fireplace locks, Crosby hardwire them to the panel, and ask you, Angie, will you be Mrs. Benjamin Farnbush?
Well?
Yes?
I've always wanted a self-basting rotisserie oven.
I'll take that as a yes.
Whether you're popping the question or making improvements to add value and livability to your home, call Crosby Electric for an estimate and lots of great suggestions. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-757.
Join News Talk 93.1 on the midway of the Alabama National Fair, October 4th through the 14th. Win free prizes. Meet the on-air personalities. See you at the Alabama National Fair, where News Talk 93.1.
I'm Ralph Holly with Holly's Home Furnishings. I've been advertising with Blue Water for over 2 years and have seen tremendous results. As a family-owned business, it's great to do business with a family-owned business like Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Give me some contest music. Yeehaw. All right, our challenger is this. Kids do this 400 times a day. Adults only do it about 20 times. And we're going to go right down the line here, as Jerry Rafferty once said.
Yep.
Starting with Bum Nut.
Hey, good morning, y'all.
Good morning. What's your
that
guess?
That would be ours, y'all. My guess is texting.
Oh, no, that's been guessed
that's
already.
That's been guessed. You got another guess?
Texting.
Thanks, Bum Nut. Yeah. George.
Hey, George.
Good morning.
Hi.
Is it laughing?
No.
No, it's not laughing.
You can't get any closer.
The judges had to all look at each other.
Yeah.
And it's not laughing, and that's we can't very, accept that.
But I'll tell you what, George, that's as close as you can get without going over, so call us right back if you can take that hint and run with it.
All right.
Hey, Sharon, how are you?
Well, this is nothing close to laughing, but right. I just saw little kids doing it.
Yeah.
Pick their nose.
That's been guessed. You got another one?
Let's go back to laughing. That was the best one so far. What's the next best thing to laughing?
The next best thing to laughing? I don't know.
It's not quite laughing.
Giggling? Smiling?
The judges have conferred. And you are a winner!
Yes.
We
wanted to smile. And
Wow.
And see how close laughing was?
But
we just couldn't accept laughing. It was a smile.
Yeah.
Kids smile 400 times on average.
And when you smile, you don't make a sound.
Well, adults just smile more then.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. You are a winner of a $10 Hebrew Bistro gift card. And coming up, Emily and Jay will tell you about some of the great menu options you'll enjoy. Don't go away. Everybody else, stay tuned because it's 8 o'clock.
There is a day more foreboding, more ominous, and more frightening than Friday the 13th.
Oh, no. Look at the calendar!
Monday, the 16th.
I have to go to work!
Monday, the 16th. Your luck, like your weekend, has just run out.
No!
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's a standby for news.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu.
GM plants UAW members striking for the first time in 12 years. This morning, union leadership and GM getting ready to resume talks.
Auto workers, they're asking for fair wages, a share of profit, but more specifically, health care. This is a very, very contentious issue. They expect at this point, GM, they want their employees to start paying a little bit more in health care.
Fox's Christina Parsonevles. President Trump tweeting, Justice Brett Kavanaugh has been assaulted by lies and fake news. This is the New York Times walks back some of its story on accusations.
Fresh allegations surfacing in a new book claiming a former Kavanaugh classmate and Clinton-connected lawyer Max Steyer witnessed previously unreported sexual misconduct. Turns out the allegations were uninvestigated and the alleged victim does not remember the incident.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. America is listening to Fox News.
Well, it's another Monday. Your reaction, Greg Budell?
That's nothing but pure and simple old-fashioned communism.
Jay Scott, how were you affected when you heard it was Monday?
I dropped my hot pocket.
Emily Hayes, is Monday any way to spend a seventh of your life?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog, it's Monday.
Yo, man, can I have some chicken?
Oh, you don't care. And Rich Thomas, sorry to tell you this, buddy, but it's Monday again.
He's coming right up!
So I guess there's nothing we can do but hunker down.
So you can run and tell that, homeboy.
And stand by for three men and a lady.
We have our Morning Maroons coming up later in this hour on News Talk 93.1 FM, which is forecast just ahead. Hi, I'm Greg. I'm an alcoholic. Jay Scott is here.
Hi, Scott.
Emily Hayes, who loves... Rich Thomas, before I do this, though,
yeah.
I got to tell you a quick story. I watched Air Disasters. The new season's back on Smithsonian.
Yeah.
Last night, you may remember this, they analyzed an accident where a P-51 at an air show in Reno, Nevada, where they were racing, you know, these warbirds. The guy lost control, crashed into a crowd. Now, this is a serious situation.
Uh-huh.
But when they reenacted the scene... where the plane is heading towards the grandstand.
Oh, no way.
The guy says,
"It's coming right at us!"
And I laughed. Because it's, well, I wasn't.
I know.
Sounded so much.
Gave a chuckle, yeah.
Like Lloyd Bridges after he sniffs the glue and goes diving out the control tower window. I kid you not.
It's coming right at us!
It sounded exactly, and
wow.
I could not take it seriously.
Hmm.
It was just weird.
Did you happen to watch that special I told you about?
Yes, I did.
On Kennedy.
And we should discuss that after
okay.
The forecast at 8:09.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Sorry, Jeff. I wish I had a voice like that. Sunshine is still very hot and dry today with a high around 98. I was just reading a tweet from the National Weather Service in Caribou. There have been no 70-degree days so far in Caribou, Maine this month, while Alaska has had four. Okay. Today's high here, 98. Heat index, triple digits. Tonight's low, 71. Tomorrow and Wednesday, highs near 100. Still dry. Thursday and Friday, slightly better on the temperature. Highs, 90 to 92. A little lower on the humidity. Lows at night will fall to the 60s on Thursday and Friday night. That's a little better. But still dry through Saturday, Sunday. And .. Right now this morning, clear skies, little 3-mile-an-hour breeze. It's 79 at 8:11. Whether it's a busted toilet or a broken pipe or a plumbing, picks the worst time to be a problem. Can I recommend our friends at Plumbing by Lukewire? I wish they fixed ovens because my oven, I found out yesterday, is offline. It's not working. At Plumbing by Lukewire, they're ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to take care of your plumbing issue. And they never charge overtime, regardless of when you call. And they're very professional, too. Right now, they're my go-to plumbers. I mean, I wish they were 20 years ago, but they weren't. I didn't know about them 20 years ago. But for the last 5 or 6 years, when I have a plumbing problem, I pick up the phone, I call. And then they will call me and tell me they're on their way. sit down, diagnose the problem, and then fix it for me. It's just amazing. And by the way, I got the whole house plumbing inspection because that's great peace of mind. If you're getting ready to go away, you don't want to come home to a plumbing problem. They will diagnose your whole plumbing issues around the house, inside and out, and tell you if there's something lurking, ready to become a big problem. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, give them a call, 264-9666, or you can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab, Alabama certification number 84417.
It's 11 minutes past 8 o'clock. Let's see how the roads are moving.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic rolling into the 8 o'clock portion of our rush hour, and we are still accident-free this morning. There's a lot of traffic out there, so be careful on the boulevard. If you are on the interstate system, it is doing pretty well. We have our normal slowdowns on I-85 near Chantilly Parkway, and as you head on into the downtown area on I-65, traffic's pretty slow. If you're on the 31s, we don't see any big hang-ups for you. Keep in mind, school zones are in effect for a little while longer. Your speed limit's 15 miles an hour in a school zone. Do all your shopping at Midtown Plaza, Shop Cricket, Young America Insurance, and much more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, 12 past 8, invited both Jack and Young
Joey
to drop in on us before they start their show today. I want to start doing that. You know, every radio station, we always had a little changeover time, a little chit-chat, the show coming in,
yeah,
the show.
What are you looking at? What are you going to... Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
What's the news of the day?
A newsman, see?
What's the lowdown?
I got this news.
It is time for...
Stupid.
News.
What news?
Stupid.
News.
Let's go. There's a dame, I mean a woman is...
I just did that to ruffle your... I don't know why.
Well, that's the eternal question.
Don't do it. Why?
Named Jenna Evans, Tuesday night she had a dream that she and her fiancé, Bobby, were on a train...
Bobby.
...fighting some bad guys.
Okay.
And Bobby told her to swallow her engagement ring to keep it safe. And then Jenna woke up, realized she had actually swallowed the ring.
Oh!
Ew!
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She could feel it in her stomach. It was painful. So rather than eating some Chipotle or refried beans...
What did she do?
Well, what would you do if you had a diamond in your stomach? You don't want to go to a...
I would consult a doctor. I wouldn't go get the first thing that was going to make me crap it out.
I would Google it.
Did I just hear you correctly? That was incredibly unladylike.
Well, you know what? These days, I'm just not feeling it anymore. Being ladylike's gotten me so far, especially on this show.
Hey, come on. Just be nice around the locker room here.
Yeah, would you? Or you're lucky we let you in. The doctors gave her an upper endoscopy.
There you go. Take it just one syllable at a time.
Yeah. A procedure went well. Doctors got the ring out. She says she's happy to have it back.
I couldn't imagine trying to swallow.
Probably need to rinse it off.
You think?
But have you... I mean... I've had some vivid and crazy dreams, we all have, but have you ever had a dream where you actually took an action while you were having the dream?
No, but believed it for a little while in the morning that it really happened, then you realize, oh, it didn't happen at all.
The worst is when you wake up and you're mad at your spouse because it's something they did in your dream. They didn't do it in real life, and then it takes you a minute to not be mad at them because they didn't do anything wrong in the first place.
Sorry, Eric. But they're always about the last person I was married to.
Oh, I see.
I have retrospective dreams. They're like documentaries. All right, the big things that Americans would give up for the small joys in life. Whether it's coffee, a walk in the park, splurging on chips and guac.
Quack.
A survey shows that Americans would sacrifice quite a bit for them. 1 in 3 respondents would rather shave their head bald than give up their small joys for a year. Not only that, nearly 1 in 5 of the 2,000 Americans who were surveyed would sooner cut off their family for a year than sacrifice their small joys.
You're kidding.
Yeah. Now, there is some prejudice in this poll because it was done on behalf of avocados from Mexico.
But
yeah, can't do without.
And the average person, I want each of you to think of a small joy in your life, okay?
Yeah.
And then I'll tell you how much we all spend on average on small joys. And we'll start with Jay.
How much I spent on a small
joy.
What is a small joy to you?
Yeah, you came to me first, so I had to think of. So now I'm.
I'll take it.
If you've already got one, that's
Emily,
good.
Go ahead.
We'll go ahead and last and then.
Fresca. That's a very good guess.
I love Fresca.
All right. So because it was just a birthday weekend, my dog.
All right.
I spend a lot of money on my dog.
Yeah. No, bark boxes and spoilers.
Oh, spoil.
And every Sunday I realize, do you know I'm out here in the 100-degree heat making chicken tenders for dogs? Who's training
answer,
who here?
Wouldn't your answer be games?
How about your car?
Video games? Steel books?
My car's not a small joy.
Yeah.
Well.
But your steel books, wouldn't
I was going to say cold sheets.
Yes, that qualifies.
Crawling into bed and having the shiver of cold sheets and feeling all cozy and stuff. That's
what?
A small joy.
What's wrong with that?
Cold sheets?
Are you a communist? What's wrong with cold sheets?
Well, you don't like... Do you want? What do you want? Soft, do you want hot sheets?
Comfortable, soft, cold sheets.
Yeah.
What's wrong?
How about... Have you ever heard the radio ads, Rich?
Stop it, children. Stop it. Or recess is out. What?
For a long time, there was a national ad. Three presidents used these, and it said Bolin Branch sheets, and I thought it was B-O-L-A-N-D Branch.
It's a bull.
It's bull and branch. That's why I couldn't find them.
I saw that. It comes in a big box. I saw a commercial last night, and it's supposed to be, like, how many threads? I don't know. Thread count is
Let's put it this way.
Incredible.
A good thread count on a sheet is about 800.
Okay, what is this bowl and what?
And I know this because the sheet that my dad used to wrap around our choke us with during haircuts, the thread count was about 12.
I know exactly where they...
Bowl and ball.
I had ring around the neck every time.
Bowl and branch.
Bowl and branch.
Bowl
like
and branch.
Bourbon and branch.
Okay.
And don't forget Branch McDonald this afternoon. You never miss an opportunity.
Nice. Is what radio professional does. All right.
Let's see. Food is the most common small joy among Americans, whether it's a favorite meal, ice cream.
Food. So, that's a good one.
I had some keto ice cream Saturday. That was a nice treat. All right. We're going to be back. I have no idea. Oh, you mentioned we did not get a winner in the Duncan and Sons Predict-a-Thon.
But it was close.
Who's playing? Yeah, we had a lot of people that guessed the right point total, just like last week. Three people had 62 points for Alabama.
One guy, and poor fella, Kevin, I can't remember what his last name is, but Kevin had 56-17.
Yeah.
He missed it by 1 point on each team.
Whoa.
That was
a weird score, though.
I don't know who Auburn is playing on Saturday.
Texas A&M.
But we're playing Southern Miss. So you probably want to go with the Auburn game.
Yeah, but do you remember the year that that Southern Miss beat both Auburn and Alabama in 1 year?
And the
bumper stickers in Hattiesburg said Alabama State Champs.
It's true.
It's
Alabama
true.
State Champs.
I think it happened in the 90s.
That was pretty good. That actually is pretty clever.
We're the 11 a.m. game. So, again.
And then so Alabama's Auburn's at 2:30 CBS.
Yeah, I would do the Auburn game.
Are they in Tuscaloosa?
Well,
Southern Miss
guess
at
what?
Bama, yeah.
It's always going to be in Tuscaloosa when you're playing Southern Miss. Always.
Oh, okay.
All right, now that you know.
820 on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, here to tell you about our good friend Eddie Bader over at the Goodson Group. You can check him out on Facebook at Eddie Sells Houses, because, if you're looking for a house, he's probably got one for you. If you're looking to put one on the market, he can take care of that as well. He's a buyer and seller agent. He helps you out. And when I say helps you out, he doesn't just meet you and get your listing and then that's done. that he doesn't get in touch with you. He doesn't return your phone calls or anything like that. He will talk to you whenever you want to talk to him. If you text him at 2 o'clock in the morning, he'll respond to it as soon as he sees it, sometimes right then at 2 o'clock in the morning. And if you give him your house to list, he takes care of it from start to finish.
He knows, is amazing.
He know, and Greg can attest to this. He knows the best way to get it done, which is making the home presentable and appealing to buyers. So if you want a really great buying or selling experience, or man, if you just want to hang out with somebody, get a good slice of pizza and talk about boats, you call Eddie Bader of the Goodson Group. Again, on Facebook at Eddie Sells Houses, his number. You can call anytime, night or day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 322-0662.
I have a question from Jay.
Not a question. A caller, James P., called in to talk about that.
Yeah, what year was that?
I don't know what year it was, but the quarterback for Mississippi that time?
Oh, Brett Favre?
Yeah.
Favre.
Yes. Yeah. So...
I love the way Brett Favre is out there. He's still playing, you know, getting up a game here and there and putting on those things with the copper wires in them. So he does it right.
Bless him.
All righty, we are at 22 minutes after 8 o'clock.
What are we going to do now?
Ouch. We're
going to... Turn down her mic, maybe?
We're going to go back to Area 51. We have Morning Maroon nominees coming up and other stuff. Yang, we're going to yang.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. One person is dead and another is seriously injured after a wreck Sunday night. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says the wreck happened just before 7 o'clock last night on Gardner Road off Highway 94. The cause of the wreck is under investigation. Happening tonight, the River Region Young Democrats are holding a town hall for the candidates for Montgomery Mayor. Stephen Reed and David Woods are now in a runoff. That runoff election is October 8th. And Montgomery's Booker T. Washington Magnet High School could soon have a new home. The school burned down more than a year ago. MPS officials say they have submitted an offer to buy the former Holy Cross Episcopal School, which closed in June. If approved, that sale would then go before the MPS board for final approval. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
As we make our way through the 8 o'clock hour, Montgomery Skywatch traffic is checking around the river region, and most of our traffic is back to a normal flow. It's still busy on the boulevard, so be careful around the intersections. If you're coming out of Prattville on I-65 southbound, you still may encounter a slowdown around the downtown area, so be prepared for that. Traffic on I-85 is back up at a speed limit ride, and we don't see any issues on the 31s. Reinhardt Toyota Service Center is looking for technicians that have ASE certification and at least 3 years' experience. Call Robert Jones at Reinhardt to apply. 676-3862. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Hey, this is Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. You know, sometimes you might have some jewelry that's just been sitting in the drawer, out of repair, something you're not going to ever wear again, but it's an asset and has value. Bring it over to Marguerite's and let us give you an opinion on what you possibly can do with it. Whether you remake it, trade it, or even sell it to us and walk away with a check, all those are options. So anything with gold, diamonds, and gemstones, platinum, come bring it to Marguerite's, let us show it to you, and we'll give you a free idea.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Get into my car and drive into the desert. We're all gonna storm and together break in to uncover aliens. Cut through the fence and we'll all start running. We're gonna see if they're hiding something. Let's all go meet at Area 51. Area 51, we're gonna meet some aliens. Wonder where they're from, extraterrestrial beings. Gonna get inside, see what secrets they're protecting. So Area 51 is where I'm headed.
Hi, everybody. It is Three Men and a Lady at 8:28.
It is us.
We're so busy.
Yes.
And we'll be visiting with Joey in just a little bit. And hopefully Jack, too. I hate to say this, but I've been caught with my pants in the down position. I had something I wanted to play here, and I forgot.
Uh-oh.
Today is David Copperfield's birthday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think he's 63 or something like that.
I sent that note to Goose, because she was there the night that I participated in a David Copperfield illusion. And you know, it's weird. He did threaten to kill us if we ever gave away his secret.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody, you're on your phone. Your head is buried. Who am I talking to here?
He threatened to kill us if we gave away his secret. I'm paying bills. I got paid this morning. I got bills to pay.
And my
head's at 9. I got bills to pay, too.
The show ends at 9. My work day doesn't.
I had my head down for a second.
Do I need to go pick a switch?
Where's he?
What do you mean, where's he? He's getting my coffee like he should. Don't get choked up about it, man.
I'm listening. Just because my head's not...
It's not that good of a story, anyway.
What happened with you and David Copperfield? I made a joke there, and you did not even laugh.
I heard Copperfield.
Might as well have your head down in your cell phone.
I heard the Copperfield. Yeah. That was cute.
Okay. Well, tell the story. I was listening.
And our listeners find your occasional vulgarities to be very funny. no, this was...
Why am I here?
You got to understand, and you will one day when you have your little emulets.
Yeah.
You know, with you.
Emulets.
You're attending an event, maybe.
Sound like umlauts.
Umlauts, yeah. Put an emulet over that vowel. So we're at the Gleason Theater for the Performing Arts, which is where the Beatles played.
Okay, you're right.
For Ed Sullivan.
Uh-huh.
The David Copperfield shows. And I got to tell you, it really is amazing how he does this thing, because every single time you're trying to figure out, okay, where's this going to end up?
What's the trick?
It's a surprise.
Yeah, yeah.
And 12 of us have been pre-selected from the crowd to participate in the final illusion of the evening.
Mm-hmm.
So here I am, dad with daughter, and my name's going to get called out, and she's going to be real proud of me, right? And from 101.5 FM Light, which was nothing, that was not the name of the station, it was 105.5. Greg Bundle. So instead of my daughter, you could hear other people in the crowd laughing too. My daughter bursts out laughing.
Greg Bundle.
Yes, I have been Greg Bundle ever since. And I was just a tad annoyed. So as I walked up stage to join him, I said, Budell. Yeah, I was a little annoyed. Yeah. Just because Janelle was there. But that's become a running joke now. That was like 15, 16 years ago.
It's kind of like...
But what's really amazing is he has a huge backstage staff of about 24 people. Uh-huh. They have all these corridors, not walled off, but they have ropes, you know. And they lifted us up off the stage and closed the curtain in front of us. And after that, man, there's all right, walk, come on, let's go. And you follow the winding pattern of whatever pathway they picked out. You open a door and you're standing there. And what I remember most is everybody in the theater was looking exactly where he told them to be looking. So when the spotlight came on us, the 13 that disappeared, the place went nuts.
It's like a well-oiled wheel, right?
I mean, yeah.
I don't know how current this show is, but husband started watching this Penn and Teller Fool Us or something like that, where it's Penn and Teller and these magicians come on and do a bit of their skit or whatever to try and fool them. And if Penn and Teller can't figure out how you did
what the trick is,
they get a little, "You fooled us."
Oh.
Trophy with a capital F and a capital U for fooled us.
Yeah.
So.
I got you.
But it's really neat.
Here's David on the phone.
Hey, David.
Good morning, all.
Hey. How are you?
Did you actually price out those Bowl and Branch sheets?
I just bought some.
Oh, my gosh. Take a mortgage out, a loan.
I must have got a good deal.
Take my wife, please.
I thought about it.
Well, David, when you looked at the price, how much did they want for them?
I looked at them about a year ago, and for a king-size set, it was like $400.
Oh, no. Nothing like that, unless I bought their Hotel 8 version. I'm not sure.
But they were expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I actually made the decision last night when I saw the commercial. And so when I was just reminded this morning, I ordered it from Amazon. And
If you like those, let me know.
I will, yeah.
Because I went to their website, and I'm like, where'd you get this $35 thing from? Because this is not what I'm seeing here.
Because I'm about one burn hole away from needing new sheets.
Yeah, because we've got one of the Split King, the Twin XL Split King beds.
Yeah.
And they were like starting at $400 for those.
Starting. What was the thread count, do you remember?
I think it was like, seems like it was 700 or 800, somewhere around there.
Yeah, well, you would expect it to be that high for something that good.
Yeah. So anyway, have a good one, guys.
All righty. By the way, I want to thank Wiley Poundstone, who sent me a screenshot of urinal cake decorations. Carmichael Collective transforms urinal cakes in a literal way. And look at, there's a little happy birthday with a candle and everything else sitting in the bottom of the urinal there.
All right.
I mean, it is the gift that...
No, it's not.
No?
Because eventually it dissolves.
I suppose that's true.
Great. Now look at my front page of Amazon.
Oh, recently viewed urinal case.
Oh, great.
My front page of Amazon now.
Great. And nice.
Now Jeff Bezos is probably at headquarters saying, you know, we're getting a lot of buzz on these urinal cases.
Good thing it wasn't a Justin Bieber box set.
Related to the items that you viewed.
Bunch of Pop-Tarts, oh my God.
No, a bunch of urinal cakes right across the screen.
You can get a six-pack of those and do a variety pack. Or a gift basket of urinal cakes.
Frightening when they are. No.
Time for me to go buy a bunch of stuff so I can get this out of my history.
Okay, let me do a true the baloney with the three of you.
Okay. Us?
I'm ready.
Alabama ranks in the top 10 states with cars hitting deer. again, we rank in the top 10 states of cars.
Truth.
True the baloney.
Top 10. Baloney.
Top 10.
Oh, in the top 10 states? Truth.
Yes.
Truth.
Ashley? No, losing, guys.
Well, I don't want to play anymore.
No, you're more likely to hit a deer. In fact, I can count down the top five for you here, professional style.
Number five.
Pennsylvania.
Number four.
Wisconsin.
Number three.
Montana.
Number two.
Iowa.
And number one.
West Virginia.
Get out, really?
Yeah. Others, Minnesota, Michigan, Wyoming, Ohio, and Arkansas, all rank ahead of us in the number of vehicle accidents involving deer.
Deer.
Like this. Just before we hit our traffic dungeon at 7:37.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with a final look at your traffic on this Monday morning. And we went all morning without any accidents. Now we have a couple to tell you about. We have one on I-85 northbound right before you get to Taylor Road, so be careful there. Also over on Redland Road just past Home Place Road, we have a vehicle that has hit a tree. There's injuries involved in that, so make way for emergency vehicles there. Please be careful. Look out for the traffic around you this morning, and we'll check in with you this afternoon. Don't miss Monday Night Football at the Shack featuring 50 Cent Wings, 200 pounds of them until they're gone. Monday Night Football every Monday at the Shack on the Atlanta Highway. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
And we just got something that I want to thank LaDonna Brooks.
She's like Santa Claus. You asked for
it. She's amazing, yes. We got a nice... This is called the mortar board, right? The graduation.
Yes, I know what you're trying not to say.
I don't know. What? I don't get it.
What was I trying to say?
Go ahead.
Well, no, this will be a graduation cap for young Joey.
Yeah.
And we're going to celebrate him and Jack Wednesday night as they launch their new venture. And based on the early returns from Friday, they're going to be just fine. 8:38. I'm an hour behind
you. Pick a time.
I'll pick one. Actually, time for weather.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Well, it's a continuation of what we've heard, and endless summer continues. Sunshine still very hot and dry today with a high around 98, and the heat index into triple digits again, and the radar quiet. I mean, I've got the rain chances at 10% because it's still summer. Low tonight, 71. Tomorrow and Wednesday, highs near 100 both days. Still dry. Thursday and Friday, slightly better on the temperature. You know, highs 90 to 92. That's better than 100, huh? And then lows at night falling to the 60s Thursday and Friday night, so and the humidity just a little bit lower, so a little better on the temperature as we go into Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Fall begins next Monday. Right now this morning we have clear skies, a little 3-mile-an-hour breeze. Temperature is 79 at 840.
You trust us at ASE Credit Union, which is why we want to thank you for voting us the best credit union in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We've been providing awesome products and personal service for our members for over 60 years. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey, speaking of elections, last week Jim Smith from Adams Drugs came by, and we want to congratulate them. In fact, they'll be heading over there right after the show. They are one of three finalists for Alabama Retailer of the Year in the top category. Yes, that means competing against retailers from Huntsville all the way through Mobile. And they'll either be bronze, silver, or gold, but that's a heck of an honor. And congratulations to that great team of folks. And thank you for all the years of support on the show. We're very grateful for it. AdamsDrugs.net. find one near you, and give your business to the local folks. They really will work hard for you. Hey there, Keith.
Hey, how are you this morning? Hey.
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I just heard your ad for Prattville Farm Center, and I'm on my way there as we speak.
We really appreciate that. Tell Randy we said hi. We were talking about
him. I feel good. I went over there about a week ago and bought some dog food. I was having trouble with my dog scratching.
Best.
They were very helpful, and I'm going back to get some more and see if we can find a cure.
Absolutely the best value in dog food. I had to go out there for some snake repellent. And you know how that works? It's not an aroma that drives the snakes off. It's a... Appreciate the call.
I just wanted to let you... Yes, sir. Thank you.
Snake repellent is not an aroma that drives away reptiles. It is a irritating texture, so that when a snake slithers over it, it hurts like hell, I guess.
Yeah.
So they stay away from it. So we are freshly snake repelled.
That's where you went after the IV? And you were
I went to Brian Jewelry on Saturday. I love visiting our sponsors. Yeah. They're great folks.
Yeah.
On News Talk 93.1 FM.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily.
Hi, Emily.
And this guy to my right named Jay.
Hi, Jay.
Hey, Jay.
Guy to my right.
Hi,
wow.
Everybody.
Made an extra trip down for her because...
For coffee.
She gave me a look.
It's not my fault you forgot to bring my coffee back with you, and you had to make an extra trip.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Boy, talk about loyalty.
Goodness. Listen, I'm here to talk to you about the Seafood Bistro. With Emily.
Look at him.
They're located at 1651 Perry Hill Road right here in Montgomery. You can call them at 279-7500. They're open 7 days a week. They open up at 11 o'clock in the morning every single day.
And for you to enjoy lunch and or dinner.
Exactly. They got the salads, and they can basically make a salad any way you want it. They've got these preset things, but if like you want, hey, put some dragon sauce on my salad, they can do that. Actually, dragon sauce on the salad would probably be very, very good.
It'd change your life.
It really, really could. Dragon sauce on pretty much anything. It's the egg of sauces. You put it on anything, it'll taste great.
Let me tell you about the exciting new menu options that are coming in the fall. The sneak preview that we've gotten is crawfish Monica pasta.
Ooh.
And it's those big corkscrew noodles. And it just looks... Oh, Lord, it looks heavenly. And then fish and shrimp over that rice, that Spanish rice that Jessica makes. It's not like normal Spanish rice. And the sauces look creamy and wonderful and, my lands.
Find everything you need at theseafoodbistro.com.
Follow them on Facebook!
And follow them on Facebook, too. It's the Seafood Bistro.
All righty, coming up at 8:44, our Morning Maroon nominee.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. One person is dead and another is seriously injured after a wreck Sunday night. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says this happened just before 7 o'clock last night on Gardner Road off Highway 94. The cause of the wreck is under investigation. Montgomery's Booker T. Washington Magnet High School could soon have a new home. The school burned down a little more than a year ago. MPS officials say they have submitted an offer to buy the former Holy Cross Episcopal School, which closed in June. If approved, the sale would then go before the MPS board for final approval. And happening tonight, the River Region Young Democrats are holding a town hall for the candidates for Montgomery mayor. Stephen Reed and David Woods are now in a runoff. That runoff election is October 8th. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
This is JR with Cat House Marine. We have been a longtime advertiser of Blue Water Broadcasting in Lubbock. They've been great at producing results and helping us build Cat House Marine's customer base and success in the river region.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's 8:47. Before we do the Morning Maroons, yesterday I was just kind of surfing around and came across a movie I had no interest in seeing when it came out and had no interest in seeing yesterday, Leatherheads, which was a big turd with George Clooney about 8 years ago. What I didn't know was that John Krasinski, who I love in The Office, is also in that movie. And it was painfully obvious to me that John Krasinski plays the same guy. It's great. His character in The Office is hilarious.
Yeah.
But as I'm watching a few minutes of this Leatherhead thing, it's like seeing Jim from The Office playing football in the 20s. Mm-hmm. So
he was real good in 13 Hours.
Uh-huh.
13 Hours, which one was it?
The Benghazi movie?
Oh!
Yeah.
He was in that? See, I didn't remember that.
That was a great movie.
He was.
That was a very good movie.
Very good. Does not play the same character as The Office.
You guys should all get together and watch it sometime.
It's a war movie.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't a declared war. We watched declared war movies.
Yeah. We got high standards for these things.
We only accept the declared war movie. Not the end of these. Yeah.
Let me bring in former Secretary of State Jean Kennedy.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominee. All right. Think about this. You have finally made your dream trip to Iceland.
Okay. It's supposed to be really nice, though. It just doesn't have a nice name. Florida has a good...
Well, Elgin Canyon is one of the high points of your tour of Iceland. And this group that was traveling through Iceland on a tour bus stopped near this volcanic canyon. But soon, word circulated of a missing passenger. The woman who was missing actually wasn't missing because she had changed clothes, and the description of the missing woman actually was of a woman herself wearing a different outfit earlier in the day. So she joined the search party, which was called off about 3 o'clock, when they realized that she was not missing. She had just changed clothes, so they wasted about 12 hours.
But she joined the search for herself?
Joined the search for herself, yeah.
That sounds like something.
Okay, I'm calling this first one Icelandic imposter.
Yeah.
Okay.
22-year-old Eric Villasensor of Sylmar, California, lives with his parents, got roped into going to the Los Angeles County Fair with them this past weekend, but he really didn't want to go. And I guess when you're 22, getting dragged around by mommy and daddy probably is not your thing.
And living at home is probably not cool either.
Right? Yeah, right. Yeah, there's that too. So Friday, he sent an email to the fair saying, quote, "I was told that someone was planning on doing a mass shooting on Sunday at the fairground."
Oh, you don't say stuff like that.
In this day and age, you want to get out of it, man. Get like, the green apple splatters or something.
Come up
don't
with something
do
better.
That.
Say a bomb
the
was
green
plotted.
Green apple splatters.
The police and FBI were able to trace the email to his computer within hours.
Yeah, well, okay.
And while it was a hoax, he was arrested for making a false threat. And the police say they will be looking for Eric to reimburse them for the cost of the investigation.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah.
That can become very expensive.
Yeah, that's a sticky situation.
It's a good thing that he's living at home because he can save the money.
He'll probably be living in mommy and daddy's basement for a little while longer.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, Mississippi.
Oh, always bringing up the rear.
You kind of understand putting on a Captain America mask to hide your face if you're going to commit a crime, but just because you wear the mask doesn't mean you have to accessorize it with the whole Captain America costume. But what 36-year-old David Hobbs did and was busted around 3 o'clock last Monday breaking into a guy's shed in Clarksdale, Mississippi. He was still wearing a full Captain America costume, including the mask and a full bodysuit with fake muscles.
Sounds like my nephew at the beach this weekend when he wore his Optimus Prime Halloween costume.
36-year-old man. So he's got the full bodysuit, fake muscles, and he accessorized the Captain America outfit with a pair of fairy wings.
What?
Okay.
He was arrested for
matching all over. Yeah.
He's
burglary.
He's an idiot, but
because you really want to blend in, you know. Once you're making your getaway, you don't want anything. You know,
yeah.
And wearing a Captain America outfit with fairy wings, that'll really help you. So who's the biggest?
You know, I'm thinking this guy who wants to get out of doing something he doesn't want by saying that he thinks there's going to be a mass shooting.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah. And actually, he should probably get some time for that stupid idea, too.
Time out.
And then I wonder how bad his parents really are.
What an imbecile. What an ultramaroon.
He is an ultramaroon. I have had the blessing and support of a business called Lewis Lawn for many, many years. And I never take them for granted because they're just terrific. Not only a terrific business, but terrific neighbors here in the community of the River Region. They're just fantastic folks. And they carry all the great product lines and outdoor maintenance. And when you're shopping for something like that, you'll want to do business with a business that does nothing but mowers, blowers, pressure washers, and more, other accessories for the outdoor maintenance of your house. Always, if you don't have a grabber, something that can help you tidy up behind rose bushes and stuff. They've got a 3-footer there. It was like $24. I bought mine like almost 10 years ago, and it still works.
Right.
But it's so easy. You know, if you want to stick your arm back there and see those little rivulets of blood streaming down your forearm, well, that's your thing. Not for me, thanks. And at Lewis Lawn, they have items like that as well. But they just opened a new showroom. They now have the tractor-style mowers at Lewis Lawn. And, of course, Toro, Echo, X-Mark, all the Shindawa products. All the steel products, it's the only place you can get steel products, is at Lewis Lawn. And with fall right around the corner, a steel blower, everybody should have a steel blower because it can blow the dust off your patio or sidewalk in an instant. Leaves, gather up grass clippings, you name it. You'll use it more than you realize, but you got to get one first. We hope you'll go to Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass, next to Walter Craig. Chad Sasser is our point guy there. He's the one that knows all the manufacturers' monthly specials and incentives. Great folks to work with. Lewis Lawn, full service department to support your purchase, too. That's where you bring your mower, blower, pressure washer when it needs a repair or warranty work. Lewis Lawn, 244-9191, open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5.
Okay, quick show of hands. Who out there is renting? If you raised your hand, I'm talking to you. Why rent when you could buy? I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. This is not your parents' mortgage. Times have changed. You're no longer required to have a 20% down payment. The USDA and VA loan programs offer 100% financing. That's no money down. But hey, if you are not a veteran, or you are not looking to purchase in a USDA-eligible area, never fear. Here at Alabama Home Mortgage, you can purchase a home with as little as 3% down. For example, that $150,000 home you've been eyeing online could be yours with only $4,500 down. Don't sign that lease before calling 567-4223. Get pre-approved today. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 1586-368. Equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Here it comes, radio's most exciting game for fabulous prizes, the Name Game. Do you have a name? Incredible prizes can be yours just by playing Blue Water Broadcasting's The Name Game.
Winning is simple. You've got a name. Register online at our station website.
Win fantastic prizes such as a sportsman's package, a cruise, a big screen TV, dining experiences, and jewelry.
We'll call out names all week long. Hear your name called? Lucky you. You have the rest of that hour to call in and qualify. Make sure your friends and family are listening for your name too. It's the Name Game from Blue Water Broadcasting.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Vote for Andrew Yang and you'll be eligible for free giveaways. Giveaways that include $1,000 a month in cash, plus cars, cruises, and communist ideals. Enter your information for a chance at these great prizes and a lifetime of campaign spam to your inbox and flyers to your doorstep. Where's the money coming from? Who cares? Join the Yang Gang and you just might get a free Mustang. Probably not. You know how contests go. But you've got to be in it to win it, just like the presidential race. Are we even allowed to say race anymore? Who cares? Did we mention free cash prizes? The price is right for a new political candidate, Andrew Yang.
Balake. Where is Balake at?
He's done. He went home.
Shortwave. Take it down. Quick. What's it say? Ah, shut up.
I just found out that this coming Wednesday at Baumhauer's, after our Wednesday happy hour, we are going to be feting. That's the word. F-E-T. You know what feting, that's right. F-E-T-I-N-G. I used that properly, right? You're going to fate. So it's an action verb.
You get, fading? Do you know that one?
Fading.
Foreshadowing, previewing.
Yeah. We're going to celebrate Campbell and Clark. That sounds like an expeditionary team.
Joey and Jack is good.
Joey and Jack. And there is young Joey.
Hello, Greg.
And we're going to have a little ceremony for you on Wednesday.
Well, I'm looking forward to that. And might I say, I don't know if y'all have told him this, but you look good today. You look even better in the morning than you do in the afternoon.
Oh,
it's
Lord.
You're glowing.
Here we go. It's piling up in here.
Looks like I'll be making an extra breakfast every day.
That breakfast this morning was good enough for TV. And certain ones I put on TV, that one was...
I will say that was one of the better meatloaves.
Are we watching Joey grow?
Yeah, you just got to hear the lyrics.
Little Bobby Goldsboro on your radio this morning.
All right.
Hey, Joey.
There he sits with a pin and a yellow pad.
The helmet.
Joey, look at that.
What a handsome...